When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation. And nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s. But most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the food you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats, especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
How very apropos, Ryan. I love the music. 7:08 now on WCCO. I am not Denny Long, obviously. This is Laura Oakes from the WCCO Radio Newsroom. Denny has the day off. He'll be back next week. And it is time for this morning's Car Care Show with Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. And our phone lines are going to get very busy, and the text line will too, of course. But there are a couple of things that I wanted to ask you before we get going that I'm hoping others can relate to, and that is getting over some of the intimidation that either new drivers or maybe women who aren't used to having to take care of their car problems or worry about that because the dad or the husband or whoever has always handled it, but they want to be a little more empowered with that kind of stuff. Maybe a single mom who's kind of on her own and having to learn this stuff by herself. I wanted to see from you, what are some of the things that we must monitor that are easy to do that we shouldn't be intimidated by? Maybe a tire pressure light, the check engine light, belts, hoses, fluids, kind of some of that basic stuff that most people should know. What would you say to that?
Well, that's a good question. I would say, first off, is most people, to be honest, don't know how to do those things any longer. As we get older, when we were younger, at the filling station, we used to check tire pressure, check oil level, check washer fluid. I feel like those days are long gone. Luckily for us, the cars have evolved where there's sensors and indicators that remind us, hey, you have a low tire. It's time to do an oil change. There's a maintenance light. There's, if there's a concern or a problem, there's a check engine light. So there are reminders within the vehicle itself to tell you something's not right. Now, it's important, though, when you see those indicators, don't ignore them. Now, it doesn't mean it has to be expensive. You have to do the work, but at a minimum, you need to have it assessed, figure out what's going on, get an estimate. Then you can make an informed decision whether or not you repair it or wait for something for another time.
Great. And just tying into that, I was just checking out the Lloyd's Automotive website. First of all, if people, if you're not familiar yet with Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, they've been in business for 50 years. They are super highly rated. They have won and been acknowledged for just about every rating and award you could possibly imagine. So Nick knows what he's talking about here. And their blog on their website is apropos for the day too, Nick, because what I'm seeing is the title of Warning Signs You Should Never Ignore, Strange Noises and What They Could Mean. So that kind of falls into what we're talking about. Are there some noises that we should for sure be paying attention to, maybe particularly during pothole season?
Well, I would say the most important when something changes, you know, I used to never hear this type of noise. I never had this type of reaction with my vehicle. You know, as you mentioned, pothole season, you know, you don't always see those potholes, especially this morning. We got a little snow on the ground. You're driving along, you hit those imperfections in the road and something changes. Maybe a light comes on. It's important to stop, walk around the car, make sure everything looks okay. But you need to do more than that. If something is different, it needs to be looked at. And I can't say it more than enough. It doesn't mean you need to go and spend hundreds or thousands of dollars to have something repaired that day. However, you can't ignore it. You got to have it looked at. You need to know what's going on, because what happens if you ignore it, that little problem that might have been a simple fix grows into something more expensive, something more complicated, and, you know, more time, more money. And we'd like to avoid that if all possible.
All right. I want to get some calls and texts going. Wake up, people. It's 7:12. You've had your coffee already. So have I. I'm coffeeed out. It's gotten to the point where it doesn't taste good anymore. So here we are. The number is 651-461-9226. What questions do you have for Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul? He's with us until 7:45 this morning. Now's your chance. Did you hit a pothole? Is there a light on you're not sure what it means? Is there a noise you're hearing that you don't know what to do about? Anything. We're freewheeling today, open lines, and Nick Stoffel is with us and has all the answers. Nick, one of the things I want to get back to from that blog post that I mentioned in terms of sounds that we don't want to hear and what they could possibly mean, a big one is a grinding noise. Can you talk about what a grinding noise could indicate?
Well, typically, if we hear something grinding, obviously it's friction. And if that grinding comes and goes, and what I mean by that is there's a scenario where you're driving, you apply the brakes, you hear the noise, you release the brakes, it goes away. That would tell me it's something related to the brakes. If you're driving along and, you know, it's speed sensitive, the noise, as the speed increases, the frequency of the noise increases, then we start thinking about something that's rotating. Maybe it's the tires, possibly a wheel bearing, or the brakes once again. So it's important, if you're hearing a noise, the descriptive experience, what I tell Denny all the time is have a notepad. You know, if you're experiencing something that doesn't seem right, write it down. If it's intermittent, pay attention to how often it happens. This happens once a week, once a month, or very a rare occurrence. That can be very helpful when you do bring the vehicle in for maintenance or repair. You can mention that. You have a little blog or a little notepad that shares some of those experiences and how you made them happen, or how they occurred. You can share that with us or with your shop and dealership. Then they can try to duplicate that to confirm what's going on.
Okay, great. Let's go to the phones. We have Steve in Ham Lake. Steve, what's your question?
Thank you for the time. I'm curious about the rated cold cranking capacity on batteries. I'm reading an article in the March 21 issue of Hot Rod. And the writer says a battery puts out 100% of its rated power at 80 degrees, 65% at 32 degrees, and only 40% at 0 degrees. And it clearly implies to me that there's two yardsticks in place. When I buy a battery and it says 700 cold cranking amps, which would be at 0, I expect it to put out 700, not 40% of that. Is there a easy explanation for what's going on here?
Well, the battery does lose capacity at the colder temp. So what they're telling you, cold cranking amps at that degrees, that's the rating it's putting out at that temperature. Now, that being said, the car is never going to ask for 700 cold cranking amps. You know, the starter draw on the coldest day is a few hundred amps, maybe, depending on the make, the model, compression, a lot going on there, but it's a few hundred amps. So what we're really concerned about is when that battery's brand new, it puts out up to 700, you need 300. Well, but as the battery ages, the capacity ages with that, you know, it's 650, 600, you know, so forth and so on. we want to make sure that 3, 4, 5 years down the road, you have that capacity to keep the car started on the coldest days.
Thanks for your call, Steve. Let's head to Don in Fridley. Go ahead, Don.
Hi, I had a question on these electronic. All these cars are electronic now. And if the alternator goes, it affects the computer system. And I wanted to know how you can, how do you stop that from happening?
Well, you can't necessarily stop that from happening. So the alternator is the recharger. You know, we have a cell phone charger in our outlet at our house. Well, the alternator does the same for the car. When the vehicle is running at speed, the alternator is creating energy that replenishes and fills up the battery. When the car is running, it's running off that alternator. The battery is just there to start the vehicle and complete the circuit. So if the alternator stops putting out that energy, you have a limited time before the car is going to die. So if you're driving along and the alternator were to fail, most likely there'll be an icon or indicator on the dash telling you that. That kind of gives you a heads up, hey, something's wrong here. Don't ignore that light. Get it into the shop, because what will happen is once the battery's depleted, the car is going to stall. Then you're stranded and need a tow.
All right. Thanks for your call, Don. We appreciate it. It's 717 on WCCO. You're listening to Car Care with Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. If you have a question for Nick, here's the number to call or text, 651-461-9226. We'll be back with your calls and texts after this. I told you you'd love my bumper music this morning, you guys. This is Laura Oakes in for Denny Long. Thanks for listening. This is Car Care with Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. We're taking your car care questions by text or phone. The number for both is 651-461-9226. And Nick, we have a text from Rick, who I think is trying to test my ignorance here, and I'm going to read it. Good morning. We have a 2014 Mitsubishi Outlander with 90,000 miles. I'm going to be putting new plugs in it. My choices are iridium, double iridium, or ruthenium. What's the difference? Thanks, Rick. What do you say?
Well, spark plugs have evolved. They use a precious material. Platinum's also in there. And the reason for that is that the longevity. It helps the spark plug last longer. Every time that spark plug fires, there's an arc between the little gap there, and that can wear the spark plug out. My recommendation is put back in what came out. An upgrade is not going to make a difference with the spark plug. Try to get the same brand. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff involved with that. So if you go to the parts store, tell them what you have. Tell them you want the original equipment spark plug. If they say, oh, we have this better one, don't do that. You only need what it came in. Don't spend extra money in this situation. Just put back what came out, and the car will last, or that spark plug will last another 60, 80, 100,000 miles, whatever the recommendation is.
Excellent. Thanks for the question, Rick, and thanks for the answer, Nick. I'm learning a lot. Now I know about spark plugs. I also have learned about cold cranking amps this morning. Let's go to our next texter. What are your thoughts about places that just do oil changes, Nick?
If you're due or overdue, especially for an oil change, by all means, anywhere you can go helps. My concern, though, is an oil change is important. However, having the vehicle inspected is just as important, meaning that, you know, you're looking at the brakes, the tires, the underbody, the chassis, the steering, suspension, are all those things getting looked at or assessed at that oil change? So if you go to the quick lube, we'll call it, and they just get you in and out in 15 minutes, you don't know about the condition of the other items on the vehicle. It's important because if something's becoming worn or something needs to be adjusted or tightened or maintained, that's not happening. And that can cause a premature failure, which will cost more money. So if you're in a pinch, by all means, take it wherever you can, get that service done. But keep in mind, next time around, take it into your regular shop or dealership so they can do that full inspection to make sure you're not missing out on anything.
All right, good advice. And the guidelines for frequency of oil changes has evolved over the years, hasn't it? I remember it used to be every 3 years. Now I think we're up to 5, or
well,
maybe...
Careful with that question, okay. Because you'll get a whole bunch of responses.
Well, what
now.
Do you say?
Denny and I joke about it often. So manufacturers are all over the board. It might be 5,000 miles, 7,500 miles, 10,000 miles. Now,
as Denny knows, I've done this since I was a teenager.
Yep.
And based on my experience, what we see in the shop day in, day out, on a good quality synthetic oil, 5,000 miles, if your vehicle still uses the conventional oil, which is becoming more rare, a 3,000-mile interval, and that's simply because of the repairs that we see, the sludge, the wear, the tear on the timing components and some of the valve timing stuff. There's a lot of little intricate pieces inside that engine that need good, clean oil. And as that gets worn down or breaks down, it creates sludge and can restrict how those pieces operate, which can cause a failure, which costs more money again. So as the theme is, we want you to maintain your vehicle, which costs something, but maintaining it is always less expensive than doing a repair. So do yourself the favor, maintain the vehicle, get it in every 5,000 miles. If you don't drive that much, as I told just last week, I think, still get that vehicle in twice a year to at least have it inspected. You know, all those other components that we just touched on, as they wear out, they need maintenance too. If you maintain them, they last longer, which saves you money.
Okay, thank you, Nick. Now, I'm going to break from the format for just a second here because I'm putting my reporter hat on. Talking to you, you mentioned just a few minutes ago that you've been doing this since you were a teenager. You've been dealing with cars, learning how to fix them, you know, spending time in a garage since you were a teen. And it reminded me of my dad because that's how he lived his life as well. He owned an auto parts store where I grew up in Shakopee, always was working on a car in the garage, started doing classic cars with his buddies. And so this topic is just, it's warm memories for me. But I want to know from you, what do you dig about this? Like, why do you want this to be your job, and what makes you smile about this job every day?
It's what you say that because my kids say, Dad, why did you choose to do what
right.
you do? And I just laugh and say, I don't know.
Yeah.
So the backstory is I was 15 years old. There was an Amoco station down the road from where we lived. A gentleman, Dan Burns, who you probably remember, he was my predecessor and he did the show for years and years, and I've kind of evolved into it, owned that gas station. I worked there through high school. After high school, I joined the Marine Corps because I didn't want to be part of this car thing, as I called it. Got out of the Marine Corps, went to visit Dan, and I started at Lloyd's. And that was back in 1998. So in the history of my working career, it's been Dan Burns of the Marine Corps, been my bosses. I had the opportunity to buy Lloyd's from him in 2021. And since then, whether or not you know, we've expanded. We're under our third shop now, just this last year, and deciding if we're going to keep growing or maintain what we have. But it's been one heck of a journey. Cars are, I don't know, they're cool. I mean, it's just, you know, like your dad. I mean, I grew up in the shop. We used to tinker with our cars. We had hot rods. And it was fun. You know, it was just kind of something that took by the time, and it's evolved into three businesses, which doesn't have much to do with cars anymore. It's more about people and organization, but I'm figuring that out too. So
I love
we're going to keep going forward and see what happens.
That's great. First of all, thank you for your service. And my dad was also a Marine. Thank you. And tell me, what are the three Lloyd's locations so people can figure out which one might be closest to them?
Well, they're independently branded. Lloyd's is on Grand Avenue in St. Paul, which we talk about on a weekly basis. The second location is a place called Parkway Auto Care, which is also in St. Paul. It's on the corner at Ford Parkway and Snelling, right across from the water towers there. And our newest location is at 4522 East Lake Street. We've rebranded it Longfellow Automotive. And it's fun. You know, it's a beautiful building. It's right one block off the river. It's a great neighborhood. We spent a bunch of resources kind of cleaning things up and remodeling the inside this past few months. Once spring happens, we're going to get some landscaping and some artwork done on the outside. And hopefully we can support that community neighborhood and keep growing what we're doing.
Love it. Let's take another texter question. 2004 Saturn Ion, the cruise control worked intermittently, then quit. What are the possible causes?
Well, cruise control, first off, if there is a warning light, like a check engine or any indicator on the dash, one of the defaults is that the cruise control is not going to work. It's more of a safety issue. The light is a warning, but we don't know what the light means. So the cars decide, if I don't know what's wrong, I'm not going to have any of these add-ons. I just want you to focus on driving. Also, there's some other switches and components that are part of the cruise control that can fail. I would say, you know, the car's, you know, got 20 plus years on it. If you're somebody that's on the highway a lot and using the cruise control, I would have it, you know, diagnosed, figure out exactly what's going on. If there is a warning light on that's preventing it from working, that needs to be looked at also, because those little things become big things if we ignore them. So I would say next time you're in for service, simply mention that the cruise control is not working. You know, pay the amount to have the diagnosis done. Once you know the diagnosis, you have an idea what the cost of repair is, you can figure it out for yourself if it's cost effective or something you can live without.
Excellent. Good advice. It is 729 on CCO. That means we need to take a break. You're listening to Car Care with Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. If you have a question for Nick and you want to call in or text us, the number is 651-461-9226. We have about 15 minutes left with Nick, so get those questions in during the break. It's 7:30. We'll be back in a moment. 7:34 on WCCO. This is Laura Oakes in for Denny Long this morning. We're talking with Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul for about 10 more minutes. So if you have a question for Nick about your car, you can call us or text 651-461-9226. Nick, I'm going to go to the text line right now because here is somebody who needs some help with the battery. I would like to know if it is unusual to have your car not start with a battery that's less than 2 years old when you've been gone 2 months. The man I called said it needed to be charged up for at least an hour. Would you agree with that, or do you think the battery was not a good one? I have a 2012 Lincoln MKZ with 65,000 miles. What do we know?
So I agree. Let's get that battery charged up, run the vehicle, see how it goes. You know, if you're back in town and you're driving on a daily basis, you're probably going to be just fine. One thing I would tell you, though, is make a note of that. You know, it's a common theme. I'm always saying make a note. Next time you're in for service, say to the shop or dealership, hey, I was gone this past winter for a couple months. I came back and the vehicle was dead. We had to charge the battery. Can you test everything to make sure it's okay? Let's make sure the battery has the capacity, kind of referencing that other text or caller. Also, let's make sure when the car is shut off that there's not something wearing down on that battery. If there's a slight drain or a drop because there's some sort of component that's not working properly, that can deteriorate, get worse, make the battery wear down over a couple months. But if it gets bad enough, it could wear down overnight. So we want to make sure there's not any underlying problem there. So next time you're in, have some testing done. Make sure everything's working as it should.
Got it. Another texter, I have a 2016 Jeep Renegade with 51,000 miles on it. The parking brake is not a lever, but just a button, and it has been sending me messages that it needs service, and at times it won't come on or turn off when I press the button. Is this an expensive fix?
Maybe. Parking brakes or emergency brake are a touchy subject. It used to be that we would tell people, if you use it on a regular basis, by all means, it's fine. If you never use it and hope that it works on that one random day, it's not likely because everything's kind of gummed up and seized up. Newer cars now, however, the parking brake is built into the rear caliper, and there's an electric motor that engages and disengages it, so it's more likely to last longer and work longer. If there's a warning, once again, there's a warning saying something is wrong, you need to have that looked at. It doesn't mean you have to spend the money to fix it today, but at least you know what's going on. The last thing you want to have happen is that parking brake engage, not release, and now the car is stationary and you can't drive it. So once again, have it looked at, get an idea what's going on, get an estimate for it. You know, maybe get a second opinion if necessary, but at least you know what's going on and what the cost might be.
All right. Here's a good question from a texter that we've talked about in our household with our cars. When should you take your car to your dealer and when to your neighborhood garage for routine maintenance? They have a 2016 Subaru.
Well, that's a personal preference, obviously. I'm going to say bring it to us, right? Because that's what we do. But most commonly, I think that people will utilize the dealership while they have it under warranty or they have a maintenance package as part of the purchase of the vehicle. I think as vehicles age, we start to see them at the neighborhood shop or the local place. You know, in our businesses, you know, we see them for the first service to the last service. So we see a whole mix of it. But I think it's probably most common where people have the vehicle under warranty. They might follow that maintenance package that came with the purchase of the vehicle. Then based on relationships, experience, convenience, they make the decision best fit for them.
All right, we're talking with Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul for a few more minutes. If you have a question for him, give us a call or a text, 651-461-9226. Another texter, Nick, that 2014 Impala, the Iron Ranger in me wants to say Impala, with 82,000 miles. The owner's manual recommends a spark plug change at 100,000 miles. Is there a risk with age that the plugs will get more difficult to remove due to rust or corrosion?
That is a great question and very true. So oftentimes you look at the maintenance schedule, it'll say certain mileage, but it also might have some months or years in there that we ignore. We always just go based on the mileage. So I would say if you drive your vehicle less than the typical driver where that schedule's designed for, those maintenance items might need to be done sooner based on time. So careful there. You don't want to overdo it. But yes, spark plugs can the material that they're made of, the threaded part that threads into the cylinder head, if that becomes corroded or seized, you can make a more expensive repair or possibly damage the cylinder head, which becomes more expensive in its own. So maintenance is important. And if you don't know, like, boy, you know, my car is this age, it has this mileage, are these things due? You can always look online or call and ask. You know, it's never the best information, the information that when you ask those questions, don't assume, ask the questions. Hey, my vehicle is 12 years old. There's only so many miles on it. It says the spark plugs are due at a mileage further down the road for me, but it'll take me years to get there. Is this something I should do? Have that conversation. Have those people help you understand the pros and cons, the consequences and the cost and the potential risk. So therefore, once again, you make the most informed decision for you and your vehicle.
Great. Thank you, Nick. I want to remind folks that you guys have just some excellent resources and information on your website. And I want to go back to the most recent blog post about some of the strange noises you might be hearing, what they could mean, what you shouldn't ignore. And especially during pothole season now, when some of us are ending up in the shop, whether we like it or not, that's something that I think people are possibly going through. Tell us about some of those rattling sounds that should not be ignored.
Well, first off, you mentioned potholes. And like I said this morning, we got a little snow on the road, so you might not see. Or if you see a puddle, keep in mind, you can see the puddle, but you can't see how deep it is. So try to avoid, obviously, don't go into oncoming traffic. Don't cut somebody off. Maybe slow down. But be aware, you know, it's most important this time of the year that we really focus on the road ahead of us, because you see that little puddle, but all of a sudden underneath that puddle is a 2 or 3 or 4 inch pothole, which could create some damage, making those noises, making the steering suspension components fail, possibly have a flat tire or a damaged wheel, which can be very costly. So if you see a pothole ahead or you see a puddle ahead, take caution. You know, obviously, before we know it, it'll be road construction season. They'll be out there fixing those potholes. So it's only a few months out of the year that we have to be really ultra sensitive to those potholes. But this is the time of the year you have to really start paying attention, because the last thing we want, and you know, we want to fix everyone's car, but it's not enjoyable for us for people to come in on a tow truck because of something like that. And that's, you know, because something's not broken, so it's more expensive. It's inconvenient because you weren't planning it. It wasn't a scheduled repair. Now you're on a tow truck, your whole day or days are interrupted. So try to avoid that. We're all in a hurry. We're all very busy. I know that. But when you see that puddle ahead of you on the road, make sure you be cautious, right? You know, proceed cautiously, I would say.
Right. And I think a lot of people, like me, down my favorite route to work, I have already figured out my path for avoiding the potholes and those manhole covers that are just not even with the road. And I just pride myself on missing these holes and missing these manhole covers. And then
it's like a game.
And then this morning, with a little bit of snow on the road, bam, I hit one, just what you were talking about. So it is something to be aware of. It is 743 on WCCO. We've had a great chat this morning with Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Give them a visit. Give them a call for whatever you may need. They're very highly rated. You can check them out yourself. And Nick, thanks for joining us. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And hopefully we'll have, actually, if Dennis should be careful, because you've done such a good job that, you know, maybe we won't have him back.
Oh, we will have him back. He'll be back with bells on next week.
I better be careful.
Thank you, Nick.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.